CBS Monday.
NCIS!
Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Violent island, you got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii, Monday, starting at 9, 8 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Welcome back to the Bama Online Podcast. It is another breaking news edition of the Bama Online Podcast. Travis Ryer, senior analyst for BOL, alongside site publisher Tim Watts. And Tim, a couple of days ago, we talked about a big hit for the Alabama Crimson Tide where the 2023 football recruiting cycle is concerned. We're going to go ahead and jump ahead to 2024 for this podcast because Alabama once again staying in state and making a big hit on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, Sterling Dixon from Mobile Christian School, obviously, and Mobile, Alabama committed. To me, it's a big one. Now, this is a guy when you're talking about the young guys, the guys under that aren't seniors, you have guys that aren't quite caught up ranking wise, or we haven't talked about them as much, or we haven't written about them as much, and all that kind of stuff. But this is one of those guys that's going to fall through the cracks a little bit, and I think down the road everyone's going to catch up to him. I mean, 152 tackles this year, 39 tackles for loss, 18 tackles, you know, forced fumbles, you know, just all the good stuff, batted down passes, all the stuff you want from his linebacker position. So we're not talking about some big defensive lineman. Obviously not the same level. You know, it's not 7-8 football in Alabama, but when you watch this guy on film, you're seeing somebody that's very active. He loves to hit, very fast to the ball, got that frame that could carry more weight. He's going to get bigger. He's going to get stronger, and I think he's going to retain that speed. But we've seen guys that come from that area. I mean, we're, you know, Deontay Lawson's one. You know, so this guy was playing with Deontay just a couple of years ago and kind of, you know, hitting his stride here. As he, you know, sophomore year was big, ended up with Alabama offer, Auburn, LSU. I mean, he had quite the handful of offers, Florida State, Arkansas, a bunch of schools had offered him. So narrowed his list down, took a lot of visits, has been to LSU, has been to Auburn. Obviously, Auburn's, you know, the coaching situation has affected it there, but has been to Alabama several times as well, was there for the Iron Bowl. Loved it. You know, that's the one thing about it. The crowd was fantastic for the Alabama-Auburn game. And you probably would expect that, you know, regardless of the team situations going in. But he loved it. I think it was pretty close, you know, for most of the cycle. And Mobile's not far from Baton Rouge. You remember Nick Saban feasted on Mobile.
Hammered it. Yeah.
He ate well in Mobile when he was at LSU. So it makes sense, those two schools. But you know, Alabama comes out on top of this one. Charles Kelly, lead recruiter. You know, we've talked about him before and the relationships he builds and, you know, how he stays in, you know, touch with kids and families and stuff. So he does another good job.
Yeah, watching Deontay down there. And by the way, coached by Ronnie Cottrell, too, a familiar name to Alabama fans, former Alabama, Florida State assistant. Ronnie does a great job at Mobile Christian. But Deontay was kind of this utility player back in his high school days, offense, defense. And you watch this guy, and he seems more like a, I don't know, kind of a utility linebacker when you talk about Sterling Dixon. And you see him some inside, you see him some outside. Tim, have you heard? Is there a definitive plan for him when he gets to Alabama, or is this a guy that we could see jump between places depending on the situation?
Yeah, I just think, you know, with this guy, you look at his frame, like I said, he's probably a little bit closer to 220 pounds now than he was to start the season at 210. Probably he's in that ballpark. He's going to have to put on a little bit more weight, and it just depends. I mean, is he going to gain 30 pounds? Is he going to gain 15 pounds? He's going to be fast. He's going to be a thumper. I know he said, Alabama staff said, he can play wherever he wants at the linebacker position. So it's probably going to come down to where they need. I mean, we've seen this before, where they need him. But I will. It's going to be hard not to see this guy. I mean, he's got jets. He's going to get to the ball, and it's going to be hard to envision. It's going to be hard to envision him not, you know, coming off that edge in some situations to get to the quarterback.
Yeah, definitely looks the part of one of those cross-trainable linebackers that Alabama has had so much success with in the past. Guys that can play inside, maybe on early downs, and then kick outside in rush the passer and passing situations, but this is certainly a guy on tape that shows a lot of those attributes that Alabama likes. And again, sort of that utility backer. And there's such a premium, though, as you noted there, in terms of getting after the quarterback these days. You look at some guys in recent years, a guy like Harold Perkins just a year ago. You watch him this year and you see how LSU utilizes him. That seems to be more the way that staffs are going with guys like Sterling Dixon and others at that position. So, Tim, let's talk about this 2024 class now. Came into the commitment as the fifth overall class for the 2024 cycle. Certainly nothing about this verbal is going to hurt Alabama's class, perhaps might even help it a little bit.
Yeah, they're top five in the country. So early, you know, we sort of, you know, you're, you know, it's very, you know, you could have a team with 10 commitments and not be nearly as good as a team with five to be in the rankings. Not saying that's the case, but I think what you look at when you break them down individually, I think you're seeing exactly what you want to see. I mean, this is the third in-state commitment. Sterling Dixon, Perry Thompson is the kid from Foley, the wide receiver who we love. This is another guy that's probably still, even now, he's moved up in the rankings, but he's still probably not getting enough attention. I think that's going to change as more eyes get on him this summer. And also Jalen Mbakwe, who's a fantastic athlete. He was injured in the season and missed part of it, but you're three of the top guys in the state. You add one of the best quarterbacks in the nation and Julian Sayin, and also you've got what I consider a jumbo athlete in Martavius Collins. Now, he's listed as a tight end, very well could end up that way, but also he's got some flexibility to end up on the defensive side of the ball. He could grow into an offensive lineman. He's a big-bodied guy who's very athletic. So when you look at the class as a whole, you can see them gently, and they did a great job of that in 2023. We talked about it almost like there was a checklist. Okay, we need to get linemen. We need to get offensive linemen. We need to get a quarterback. We got two of them. They went down this checklist to get to the end of the 23 cycle, where they're mainly focused on, you know, cover corners, boundary corners, and defensive linemen. So everything else they've kind of checked the box for. I think you can see them now starting to put the, you know, the pieces in place, because, you know, you're getting a, you know, you got a linebacker and a cornerback. You got an athlete, tight end type, wide receiver, quarterback. So you see both sides getting equal love already and starting to put together a good class. But the quality is very high amongst this group. And again, people that watch Sterling Dixon, I think are going to be pretty impressed, because he's not just a speed guy. He relishes the contact. He's
a dude with some heavy hands. When you watch him on tape, he throws them pretty good. And you see some helmets flying on some of those clips for Sterling Dixon. So good stuff for Alabama where the 2024 class is concerned.
Absolutely. And one thing I like about him is how aggressive he is. You can see this guy's seeking the ball on every play, not just his highlight tape, his game tape's just as impressive. He is coming. It's not just a guy that's just winding up and, you know, rushing the quarterback. I mean, these balls, he's reading the RPOs and he's involved. He's batting passes down and everything else. So to me, get these guys this early, you know, I think you're putting together the pieces for a class that, obviously the early pieces you want for an elite type class.
And still not finished with the 2023 cycle. And man, this weekend, who knows, I guess, how this could go in the coming days, because you got transfer portal stuff out there, maybe not so much in connection with Alabama, but just in terms of what's still out there in the coming days and I guess weeks with the early signing date upon us.
Yeah, everything. You know what? You know, we said this most of the year that the real recruiting was going to start after the season, and it is. It's going to get crazy. I mean, you got official visits. You got the NIL coming into play, throwing off-speed pitches, you know, knuckleballs, pitches you can't see. And so you got everything. And again, like you said, the portal, you got guys that need the portal to have a better chance to play. And you got guys that simply are going to, you know, portal their way up from the mid-major level to the higher level. I mean, you're going to have guys. So, you know, it's going to be a wild ride. I think that the signing day begins on the 21st of December. It goes to December 23rd. Very interesting time coming up for the next little bit over three weeks.
Yeah. So what's the mode of the staff right now before we get out of here with the situation involving the likelihood of being on the outside of the college football playoff? What are or are they transitioning just into a sort of full time, not that it's ever a downtime, but in terms of just really ramping things up to close out this class, and then you throw in a 2024 like this into the mix?
Yeah, I think maintenance, you know, is a good word you could use for the guys they've already got sitting on top of the class they've got. I mean, I've said this before, they have a fantastic class if they don't sign anybody else. It's a great class. That's how far ahead of the game they've gotten, but they've got to keep those guys, basically protect their home turf, keep their commitments while going out and trying to find and finish the way that finishes class. I mean, as I said earlier, I think defensive back, defensive tackle type guys, defensive linemen are the priority to close out this class. So their focus will be 2023, and that's always it. They usually go class to class while working the next class. They'll do a heavy evaluation of the 24s, still closing out the 23s. So there's a full work day every day at Alabama, whether they're in the playoffs or not.
And we've got a full day of coverage for you every day on the recruiting front and all things Alabama Crimson Tide related right there at BamaOnline.com. Not a lot of holes to fill for this 2023 cycle, but certainly some big, big names still out there in connection with the Alabama Crimson Tide. The big news today, though, 2024 linebacker Sterling Dixon from Mobile Christian High School commits to the Alabama Crimson Tide for the 2024 cycle. Tim, anything else before we get out of here?
You'll probably be talking to you fairly soon, though. We'll see if we get a few days away from each other.
All right. I'll just keep the headset on, just kind of wander around with it on. That's where we're at.
Turn your walkie-talkie on. Leave it on.
Oh, thanks again, Tim. And thank you for listening to the Bama Online Podcast, a breaking news edition of the podcast. And be sure to join us right there at BamaOnline.com. Hang out with us on the Roundtable, the premium message board of choice for Alabama fans around the globe. For Tim Watts, Travis Ryer, thanks again for joining us right here on the BOL Pod. Until next time, so long, everybody.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.